Welcome to House Revenue. We are continuing under the direction of the Speaker and at the motion of the Chair to continue open in our committee to handle the bill that is still before us, Senate Bill 283. Representative Berger?
Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 283 was passed to the House floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Can we get someone to explain?
You bet, you bet. Let's see, why don't we go ahead and...
Okay. May I speak again, Mr. Chair?
Please, Representative Berger.
Under new information,
please.
I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on Senate Bill 283.
Representative Berger moves that the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsideration of House or Senate Bill 283. Question, Representative Hass?
Well, I was just wondering what the problem was, why we have to reconsider it.
In the process of making an amendment, we omitted a portion of the language of the underlying bill on Senate Bill 31, and we can incorporate it back into this. And Paul, did those amendments, have we finished the amendments yet?
Those amendments, I think we do have
them. Okay, all right.
And so
I haven't seen the amendments yet, but it's my understanding the amendments are available. It was the... help me. It was the impleading amendment for jointly filed tax returns.
That bill. What's the status with 31?
31 is, I had already signed it and it's on its way. It was scheduled to be on the floor. We moved it to third reading today.
Okay.
So it's third reading on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Could we move 31 back to the committee?
That is a possibility. However, Paul?
Mr. Chair, you would have to move 31 back to the committee from the floor.
Right.
Because we've dropped that bill, so now it's on the floor. Now you could move on the floor and pull it back.
Which would bring it back, and then we start the clock ticking all over again.
Right. But 283, you have not... we have not dropped, so it's still in the possession of the committee. However, we've hit the deadline. So you're going to either have to send it to the floor or take action to bring it back today.
Okay.
And
Representative Berger?
As I understand it, then, since both of these have passed this committee, by bringing this back, we could then amend the language of 31 into this?
Correct.
The impleading language.
The impleading language.
It fits into this one. Yes, it does.
And Representative Berger, that's the amendment we're having worked on, yes.
Okay, Representative Hass, I'm sorry. Was that responsive to your...
Yes. Do you have a time certain on when this committee would meet again to take action on that and send it to the floor?
I do not. My hope is the impleading issue is not a small issue with regard to the Department of Revenue. It's something that they would... And it was absolutely inadvertent. I mean, if you'll recall in our last meeting, we were going to meet 2 days side by side until somebody had had a chance to look at that language, and we didn't do that. We flushed that out in a hurry and didn't get a chance to look at the full language of the amendment. Consequently, we had an omission. It's as much my fault as it is anybody's. It certainly wasn't intended.
Mr. Chair, as far as the meetings of the committee is concerned, you do have to get the signature of the speaker to post for another meeting, but you don't have to have a floor statement that opened the committee because you're open to deal with it. This is one of the bills that you're open to work, so you could meet again before you came back into floor.
So my recollection, it's the last bill that we're open to work.
That's correct,
okay.
Mr. Chair.
Other questions or discussion on, I'm sorry, Representative
Is this dash one amendment? This is the amendment we're trying to...
No.
Okay, there's another amendment.
Is this in my folder?
Yeah, it'll be... And I haven't seen it yet. I'd like to have an opportunity to look at it once we...
I don't know.
Once we get to that point.
We should have that shortly, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Further discussion? Representative Hass.
That's because...
No, that's fine.
What would the alternative be if we didn't do this action today? How would this play out?
If we didn't do this, we're down to the last day that we can hold this bill in our possession without moving it to the floor. or calling it back and reworking the amendment in. This bill would then go to the floor with the amendments and this bill that we've already finished up. And I'm trying to remember which were the amendments that we put in this.
It would be one on the
long-term care, the 70% to 50%. Okay. And then this bill was the Bar Association bill that had the limited liability company language in it for the purposes of the property tax exemption special assessment.
We didn't do anything.
For property wholly owned, one or more nonprofit corporations property, which would qualify for the exemption.
Okay.
We're just here.
I am a little bit anxious about the relating clause here, and I want to be helpful and cooperative, but I don't want to participate in someone else's shenanigans. I'd be quite blunt about it.
Okay.
Is there something you can say that would put my mind at
peace? Representative, I don't know that I can put your mind at peace. I don't know. No one has told me they've got a plan for this bill. And there are other bills that we have amended and passed or will pass that are still waiting in committees on the Senate side, and at least one and maybe two or three down in the Budget Committee that have this relating clause. So while I have not been informed that there is anything to go in this, anything more, my angst would probably be that it's one of the other committees where we're not going to get the vetting of a revenue committee to it, that we would have those kinds of things go on. I have been anxious about the issue of the lack of continuity for tax bills moving through away from the tax committee, away from the revenue committee, that do not get the proper vetting. So that being said, there are probably at least a couple in the Senate that I'm aware of that are still pending action. And several down in the House Budget Committee that have this identical relating clause. So I guess if there was a shenanigan going on, we'd have to. It would be thoroughly vetted in this process in a committee where there could be minority reports. At that point.
Something to look forward to.
Representative Compton's recognized.
Thank you. Do you know if this is this bill, once if it leaves this committee, it's going to go to the floor, or does it have a subsequent referral?
As far as I know, this bill goes straight to the floor once we eventually get it amended and passed.
Okay, thank you.
Colleagues, that wouldn't preclude the speaker from appending that to it as it goes through this process. It's my understanding that still is available.
Okay.
While I do not approve of that personally, I it seems like the scenery never changes unless you're on the front elephant.
And so on has been on the end of that line.
Oh, that's a good one.
Give him a bell and a bell.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Further discussion? The motion is that we reconsider the rules be suspended. We can reconsider the vote by which we passed Senate Bill 283 out of this committee previously. Is there any object? Are there any objections? Lots of angst.
Yeah. Lots. Lots of angst.
Okay. Hearing and seeing no objections, we will reconsider the vote by which we passed Senate Bill 283 from the Revenue Committee. Let's see. Now, Representative Berger.
We just did the reconsider the vote by which
you
we...
I
think you just suspended
we did the
rules.
Suspending
okay,
the rules.
Suspended the rules.
Now, I move that we reconsider the vote by which we Senate Bill 283 was passed to the House floor with a due pass.
Colleagues, with the rules suspended... Is there any discussion to the motion that we reconsider the vote by which we passed 283 to the floor of the House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation? Representative Boquist, sorry.
No, you don't. I'm just make sure I'm clear and understand. What we're doing is reconsider it so we can bring this amendment that the Revenue Department has pointed out as a flaw and fix it for another bill. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right, thank you.
Representative Cobb.
And just a question, Chairman Butler. When we voted on this, all of us voted for it in the... What was the previous vote?
It's my recollection that this passed out of here with all nine votes unanimous, as I recall.
Okay.
Well, I get it here. Passed out 6:30, and it was passed out by voice vote.
Okay.
No
dissension.
No dissension.
Thank you.
Okay, the motion is to now reconsider the vote by which we passed 283 to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing and seeing no objection, so ordered. Colleagues, the amendment is the impleting. It's the impleting amendment, which was mistakenly, and I say that in all sincerity, mistakenly dropped. And we didn't do that intentionally. It's just that the amendments that we had gutted the bill, in addition to stuffing the bill with a portion of that. And while I'd like to think that we're going to get better and better at this, I apologize. And we will, Paul, when that's finished and it's been approved by your staff, and I'd like to have a look at it myself, too.
Mr. Chair, we'll get that up to all the offices this afternoon.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then, colleagues, I guess we could meet as early as Sunday afternoon. And it's my understanding that we have right now the committee open for this purpose, and I would like to be able to do that, and then so as to avoid any of the concerns that have been, I think, very appropriately expressed by Representative Haas, that we're able to move that at that point. So I guess stay tuned, and Paul, you can advise us all, your staff will advise us all, if we can meet earlier than the 5 o'clock, because there's no magic about this committee meeting earlier than 5.
I believe there's no problem, Mr. Chair, because you are open for purposes of this particular bill, and you still have to get signature of the Speaker's office for each meeting.
Right.
But once we've done that, there isn't any necessity for you to be reopened from the floor.
Okay. Let me just ask this. I think that the 5 o'clock, the magic in the 5 o'clock hour on Sunday afternoon was just the last hour in the day to get back to click the 3-day adjournment rule. I'm assuming we'll conduct business on the floor of the House on Friday afternoon with the...
Friday or Saturday? No.
I'm sorry.
Sunday evening.
Right. So I'm assuming that we'll conduct business on Sunday afternoon. The question is, could we meet a little bit earlier than 5 or after 5 o'clock on Sunday evening?
Is the amendment going to be ready tomorrow? Why don't we do it tomorrow?
Well, I would prefer that we not. We've got certain members that are probably planning on leaving. I'd like to have gone home, but
okay.
Bring this in room.
4:30 Sunday.
Well, potentially 4:30 Sunday,
or
4:15 Sunday. Let me work on that to see. Let's see, back 8 hours.
Ontario time.
Yeah.
4 o'clock Ontario time.
If you leave now, you can get there in time to come back.
Well, and that's all I'm faced with is that I'm trying to move my home back again too. So let me work on that and see if it can be before the 5 o'clock hour. And I'll work with staff, and we'll get emails if you keep your email systems open, please. With that, colleagues, we will bring back Senate Bill 283 before the committee, and stay tuned. Revenue Office will keep us advised. Until then, we will stand adjourned until our next meeting. Thank you very much.
I owe you six.